I can't put it better than Louise Ellman, the chairman of the Transport Select Committee, put it. We've been treated with utter disregard, callous disregard. They actually took no notice of us at all. In the aftermath of the accident, we didn't hear from Network Rail for 5.5 months, nothing. After that, all we heard was, it was your daughter's fault. And then year after year after year, an utter denial of their later proven guilt. It's quite hard for us to really come to terms with how utterly, awfully and deplorably Network Rail behaved.
On the back of this report, Network Rail have their new boss, Mark Carn, has issued a sort of apology to you. Does that count for anything, really, when you have lost your daughter, that somebody eventually, after all these years, is forced to say sorry?
I want to be gracious in the sense that if Network Rail had apologised in the aftermath of the accident, it would have meant something. I mean, all of us lose people at one time or another. And actually, it means a hell of a lot when somebody says, I'm sorry, mate, you know, if there's anything I can do. It actually does matter. You know, if you know somebody who's lost a child, then say something. It means a great deal. Network Rail not only didn't say anything, but they refused to acknowledge their part in Charlie's death. I don't think Charlie or Liv were killed on purpose by Network Rail. I know it was an accident, but it was an accident that shouldn't have happened. And this is the terrible thing. They knew that it was an accident that shouldn't have happened, and they willfully denied that until it was proven otherwise. And then 8 3/4 years later, they come and say sorry. Well, it has utterly no meaning.
This is a very comprehensive report, and there have been a series of recommendations. We could talk about them forever, but I must sort of hone in, if you like, on the way that you were treated by Network Rail. And some recommendations have definitely been made, because they always referred to people as trespassing on the line, misusing the crossing, and yet people had no alternative, and still don't in some cases, but to walk across a railway line. How can they therefore describe them as trespassers or misusers?
Because it was the part of their culture to always blame the victim. By blaming the victim, they maintained their safety record. And this is important to say this, that in the year following the deaths of Charlie and Liv, the senior management of Network Rail were paid their bonuses based upon the safety record. Now, I am going to suggest, but I'm not going to say that I know for sure, but it seems pretty obvious, and the circumstantial evidence is enormous, that the truth about what happened to our daughters was deliberately covered up in order to preserve the very significant bonuses of certain senior managers. Now, that is an allegation. It may never be proved, but to all of us, we know that's what happened, and it is despicable.
And, of course, they used all their power, their might and their money, public money, some might say, when they were fighting this case all those years, to try and bully, really, didn't they, people such as yourselves, into submission?
Well, they bullied us and bullied us and bullied us. At one point, when we were starting to get under the skin of what really happened to our daughters, they said that you know, we could take them to court, but only in a public trial. They knew we couldn't afford that. Even at the inquest, which took place 14 months after the accident, I remember sitting in Chelmsford Crown Court across from six barristers representing Network Rail, Central Trains and One Railway, and the families, Tina Hughes, Chris Baslington, Livy's parents and ourselves. We couldn't afford any representation, had to represent ourselves. This isn't right. And I'm very glad to see that Louise Ellman and the Transport Select Committee has actually said quite openly and with strong language that this has got to stop and that Network Rail has to start behaving with a certain amount of integrity.
Just finally, they have made huge efforts to improve rail crossings. Some are now as safe as they can be. Others, well, people are still taking their lives in their hands. At Elsnham, I suppose in a way, what they've done there is a lasting tribute to the two girls, isn't it, really?
it's a tribute to them, and it's a tribute to the incredible amount of work and effort that the families, and I want to mention Tina Hughes and Chris Baslington again, have put in, because it is no doubt that Network Rail would not have built that bridge without the enormous pressure that was put on them.